This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLRadio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Spivey stepped in with his quickness and deflected it into the stands.
Yeah, no question. You make a pass tonight, you better have some mustard on it.
So Coyle will trigger it out. Also into the ball game is Keenan Franz. He'll mix it up with those Warren Central Warriors. One of the seniors, the eight seniors on this ball club. Nick Elliott handles it for a second. We got a late whistle, but one is called, and Johnny was fouled deep in the paint. Don't know if it was a shooting foul. Maybe it was. It appears that it will be.
That's a great look inside by Franz, hitting Johnny down low. A nice head fake, drew the foul on Hardaway.
Keenan does a little bit of everything. Scores some points, grabs three rebounds, couple of assists. Here's Johnny at the line, 78% on the air, and he connects. His first point of the night. Panthers again offensively off to a 1-for-7 shooting night. That's their first free throw of the ball game. Johnny leading Tucker in percentage, number of attempts and hits this year from the line, 78-75. It's been like that all year, although Johnny was up over 80% most of the year. Tucker's been pretty steady all season long, shooting about 75%. We got a problem away from the ball, and an offensive foul is going to be nailed. And I believe that is Traquan Spivey. And that's going to be the third team foul on Warren Central. So they don't even have a chance to get into their offense in a 6-4 slow start for both ball clubs.
It's three turnovers for Warren here in the quarter.
So Coyle in there with Tucker Blackwell. A little bit different lineup. Keenan Franz wanting the ball, getting it. Tucker Blackwell is yet to get unraveled offensively. Deals it down on the wing. They trigger it inside to Chance. Back out it goes to Johnny. Deals it now over to Nick Elliott, and we've got a double dribble called on Elliott.
Two turnovers for the Panthers.
So both teams, as I say, slow to get on track here tonight. 2:26 to play. Henson straight out, got iron, no good. Deflection on the rebound. Went off of Elliott's head over to Chance Coyle inside. Back to Elliott off the glass. The shot blocked, but a foul is going to be nailed. And that is Paul Miner. And the young sophomore, who was a starter tonight, picks up his second personal foul.
Joe, I think the message in the last time out by JR was, let's get the ball down low, fellas, because the last few shots have been down low.
Yeah. Here's Elliott at the free throw line. He's really struggled this year from the line, but he made me out a liar there. You'd never tell me he was a 50% free throw shooter, but that's his aggregate coming into the ball game tonight. 18 of 36 at game time, and now, again, we've got a problem as Doug Wright comes over to the scorer's bench talking with Neil Rapp, the public address announcer. The free throw was good by Nick Elliott. Hated to see that delay.
You know, Joe, a question I might have is they've got the two fouls on Martindale, which I think he only has one. Because, see, when they had the one down here where they called it on him, then they took it away when they put the foul on to Henson for the charge. And then I don't think they took the foul away from Martindale. That might be what the discussion is.
Well, we'll sort it out as Nick Elliott back to the line. Nick averaging 4.5 points a ball game, 6'3 senior. Misses here. He hit 1 of 2, but a nice offensive rebound by Keenan Franz. Over to Tucker Blackwell, back to Franz. Now Johnny runs the offense, the point, setting up the play against man pressure by Warren Central. Down to 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Franz steals it over now to Nick Elliott. Elliott on the left wing. Johnny Jaeger is yet to score from the field. Panthers have only one field goal. Shot fake, stepping inside. Johnny delivers, and again it's short. Tipped up, no good by Franz, or rather by Blackwell. But Tucker went and got the offensive rebound. So they got another possession. Elliott down on the wing right. Keenan Franz from just inside the line. So Franz, a 45% field goal shooter, picks up the second Panther field goal, and there's a steal by Johnny Jaeger. Nice play by Johnny, anticipating that pass into the paint. Steals it away to Franz, back to Johnny. 7-6, the Panthers' first lead of the night after a 1-for-7 start. There's what you got to do. Beautiful pass, Jaeger inside to Nick Elliott. And all of a sudden, a little bit of a 7-0 run here that South has thrown to Warren Central, who led 6-2. With the basketball is DeCalum Wilson inside. Who got that, John?
That was Wilson.
That was Wilson. So DeCalum Wilson picks up his first first basket of the ball game. Again, he was a non-starter. We got a 9-8 lead, or rather a 9-8 Panther lead. They led it by three going on that little 7-0 run of theirs. Now they work for the final shot. Let's see. 33 seconds to play. Franz back to Jaeger. Cutting through. Chance Coyle. Now Nick Elliott with the ball. In three-point range, so is Chance Coyle. Gets the pass back to Tucker Blackwell. Trying to find Jaeger or Blackwell to take the final shot, but still plenty of time to get a good shot, and that's what JR wants. Down with 12, 11. Doesn't want any doggone turnover. Don't give them another possession. Now the Panthers will have to go to work. There's Tucker off the glass through the personal. Will go to the line and shoot two.
Good patience by the Panthers, Joe, in that possession. They knew they wanted Tucker to take that last shot on the drive.
And Tucker will take the last couple of shots, Bill, but they'll be both from the free throw line. Checking in there. Averaging on the air at game time, a little over 12 points, 3 rebounds, over 4 assists, and 2.5 steals. So he fills and colors in all of the boxes, and a 75% free throw shooter. And he connects there.
So the offense moving a lot better when they made the emphasis and let's get the ball inside.
Well, you got to do that, and that's right at the top of the chart. Offensive keys to win. Take advantage inside. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we got a whistle, and let's see who bumped who. And we got a problem, and a personal foul is going to be called. And it's going to be against
Kenan Franz.
Keenan Franz. So Franz picks up the personal foul. Henson doesn't get the ball off in time. It wouldn't have counted had it gone in. It did not. Franz picking up that last foul. But that's the end of a slow moving first quarter. But somehow, South not shooting the ball well tonight, but they finally have retorted to going inside, getting a couple of easy baskets. They lead it 10-8 at the end of one. After trailing 6-2, back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, side out and an immediate travel called against Bishop Smith, so another turnover against Warren Central. Panthers held without a three-pointer. They haven't hit one yet tonight, but they're out-rebounding Warren, John, and that's a good sign there.
Yeah, 9-5, the advantage on the boards. That was one of the keys to keep Warren off the glass at either end of the court. Panthers doing a good job to this point.
Well, they lead it 10-8. We'll give you the shooting splits here in a second. Johnny with the basketball. Keenan Franz has had an impact since he has checked into the ball game. Nice inlet pass, spinning hook shot by Kirby. Misfires here, but he'll go to the line and he'll shoot two. John, the shooting splits.
Okay, Warren hits 4 of 11, so that's 38%. Panthers hit 3 of 11, that's 29%. But again, Panthers inside the line are hitting 43%, 3 of 7, and they're still 0 for 4 from behind the line.
Panthers getting some free throw opportunities, and they can't buy a free throw tonight. Three different Panthers have missed tosses now. Kirby not a real bargain at the line this year, 59%, although he's elevated that here over the last couple of ball games. On his way to play football at Wittenberg University, and he pushed that one too hard and is cleared out of there by Hardaway. So he missed them both, and the Panthers are missing their free throws. They lead it, though, 10-8. With the basketball, Bishop Smith trying to find inside Antoine Jackson, and we got another whistle. Well, we are in the early stages of what appears to be a foul fest. That is on Johnny Jaeger. That is his first, a non-shooting foul from the line. Or did they say, I can't believe they say that Bishop Smith was shooting the ball. Wow. That's only the fourth team foul. I just don't buy that one. And connecting, Bishop Smith. Little 5'8 junior guard. He connects from the line, his first point of the night. It's 10-9, and Warren can roll into a 10-10 tie here with 7:26 to play in the first half, and he does just that. So Central is back even with the Panthers after leading early 6-2. Panthers went on a 7-0 run to grab a 9-6 lead. And they lead, their lead is gone right now, 10-10. Tucker from three on its way, a little too hard to the right side. And not a Panther underneath the rebound. Quickly, here comes transition. A nice play defensively, slipping, falling down. With the basketball was Spivey. He lost it, fast breaking the other way. France off the glass. And what a pass that was by Chance Coyle. The basket to Keenan France, and he's got 4 points off the bench. 12-10. Henson the other way, hammered inside, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Take your pick, Coyle or Logan Kirby.
Blackwell was set up trying to draw the charge.
Logan Kirby picks up the personal foul, and Henson goes to the free throw line. 4 points, three rebounds here in the early going of the first half. And he could draw again the Warriors into a tie. He's got five to lead the gray-cladded Warren Central Warriors from the far east side of Marion County. They, by the way, put that foul on Coyle and take it away from Kirby. So Chance got the personal foul. Henson hit both free throws. He's got a half dozen, and we're tied again. 12-12, 6:40 to play. Blackwell with the basketball. Oh, nice pass, but he wasn't looking for it. France trying to thread the needle into Kirby. He wasn't looking for it. And Bishop Smith had the ball kicked. And it'll be Warren Central basketball. A nice broadcast of Panther basketball being brought to you by Black Lumber. They have everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. Inside spinning, Hardaway walking with the ball. Check that. That was Spivey.
Now 7 turnovers for Warren.
So Spivey is yet to get untracked. Hardaway hasn't scored. They started Paul Miner. The Caleb Wilson also has 2 off of the bench. Johnny across the timeline. 12-12, both teams slow starts, and there's a bad pass, and Kirby just didn't come out to get the ball. So Kirby just flat-footed that time in the paint, and a turnover for Bloomington South, and here's Warren the other way. Henson put up a shot, no, fight for the rebound, out of bounds, let's see, it'll be Warren back. Well, check it, they give it to Bloomington South.
Keenan France doing a great job.
Blocking out.
He got the rebound, then he was going to go out of bounds, but he did the smart thing. He threw it off of a Central guy. Panthers get possession.
Draquan Spivey was in the air, and he actually was the one they knocked the ball. He was inbounds, and they knocked the ball off of him to get the ball back. And there's a nice move by Coyle, and he missed it. Of course, that wasn't easy. That was back up over his head, coming from left to right. Quickly, here comes Warren the other way with the ball is Hardaway. They give it inside. Spivey slips, falls down, threw it away, but Franz had it go off his knee and out of bounds. So Warren retains possession. Boy, this has been UGLY so far.
Yes, it has.
5:44 to play. Seniors night here, Panther 15-game winning streak, and neither team can get in any kind of an offensive flow. There's a little floater no good by Antoine Jackson. And let's see who touched it last, the Warrior. And with the basketball, the Panthers, Chance Coyle will trigger it in. And Johnny will run the offense. Panthers have been held tonight to 4 field goals. Tucker down on the wing, over to Johnny, deep wing left. Nice give and go. There's a little teardrop shot missed by Logan Kirby. Rebounded out of there by Coyle. Chance put it back up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. This is where Coyle's really going to help the Pan. I mean, he's helped him this year with his rebounding. I mean, freshman playing a lot of varsity. They moved him up to the varsity, took him away from the JV team. They were winning. JR needed a little bit more depth, went to Coyle, 6'3", 170 pounds, maybe 175 pounds, and he's got a good basketball head on him. He connects on his first point of the night. He's been averaging off the bench 5.5 points and nearly four rebounds.
Got two boards to this point.
13-12 as Panthers edge out in front by one. Coyle shoots one of those high archers, and that did everything but stay in the cylinder. Spun out. 13-12. Panthers miss another free throw, and that's been a storyline here and a slow start on a Friday night. Bishop Smith deals it now. Over to C.J. Hardaway, back to Smith, and he traveled with the ball and no call. And that brings up both Neil Coyle and J.R. Holmes right in front of Mike Polly. 13-12. Said the ball was deflected. 4:49 to play. Warren still attacking in the half court against man pressure. South had thought about tinkering with some zone. Ball almost stripped away. Henson will stop and pop from about 12 feet. He's got now 8 points in the ball game to lead all scorers. Here comes Tucker quickly. Put up a shot. Got it. He'll go to the line and one. So Tucker Blackwell driving in off the right wing. Acceleration that time. Defense to offense off the missed shot. A great defensive rebound. And Blackwell took it coast to coast and we'll go back to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play, and South back to a one-point lead. 15-14. Bending the knees, and Tucker, 2 of 3 from the line tonight.
That's Talon Warren. We'll be shooting the double bonus the rest of the way.
So Johnny Jager will step out and take a couple of breaths. And checking into the ball game, we'll wait and see. That's Taylor Gilpin, another senior, who again has been bench steady all season long with his four-point scoring average. He's a good free throw shooter. He's a good three-point shooter. All right, Warren with the basketball. They rail 16-14. South's biggest lead has been 9-6. And that was compliments of a 7-0 run after a very slow 1-for-7 shooting start. 16-14. There's a shot put up and missed by C.J. Hardaway, but he'll go to the line, fouled by a Panther. Well, as John told you, Warren is one away from putting South in the double bonus, and that is the 16th foul on a Panther, but that was a shooting foul, so Hardaway will have two anyway. He's kind of a spindly young man, 6'3 senior, rolls it in. Hardaway, though, has had the good scoring nights. He had 17 against Indianapolis Cathedral, a team they open up with next Tuesday night at the Lawrence Central Sectional. The Irish 11-9, and Hardaway, there's the big difference right there, keeping Warren Central close. They're 6-for-6 from the line, and South has missed at least 6 or 7 tonight from the line. Tucker with the basketball. There he goes again. Slips and falls down. Well, he hit something slippery that time and went on his back, and it's a turnover. Although there's Bishop Smith at the other end taking advantage of it. I guess that ball, John, I don't know. Are you going to call it a turnover or a
I'm
shot?
I'm going to call it a shot because it hit the backboard.
Well, it did hit the backboard. Tucker took a nasty spill right on his backside. Throws it into Chance Coyle. Coyle, power move inside, in and out, back in again. So the assist to Tucker, and Chance Coyle with his first deuce, and it's 18-18. Back to a an 18-all tie. Coyle wanted a walk, didn't get it. We got another Panther foul. And Henson will be setting up at the free throw line. Henson with 8 points here in the opening half. We've only had 36 total points scored, 18 aside. 3:27 to play, and Jamon Henson back at the line. He's 3-for-3. I've been trying, John, to give them the old radio hex here. You know how that goes.
They're
7-of-7. They haven't missed a free throw tonight, Jamon.
All the free throws coming here in the second quarter.
And Warren will try to take a two-point lead, and he misses. So it works, Smitty. And it's cleared out of there, and Chance Coyle's got another rebound. Johnny Jager, by the way, is checked back into the ball game. Being harassed over there by Hardaway. Johnny takes a dribble down on the right wing and a walk called against Martindale. So Joss checks back in and just kind of peeved at himself. Turns the ball over on a senseless walk. He knew it. And Warren with a one-point lead in the basketball. And now they spread it out. Also checking into the ball game, Courtney Richardson, a promising junior. He's playing a wing spot. with it inside. Hardaway trying to make something happen. Well, I tell you, they're not afraid to take the ball inside, small or no. And they're drawing a lot of fouls. So we got a problem and a Panther call. And that is on Martindale, and that's three. So Josh not having a real good start to his senior night here.
Oh, and I missed a foul on him earlier, so yeah, he does have three.
So Hardaway at the line, and he misses here. Could have given the Warriors a two-point lead. And that is two in a row they've missed after hitting seven straight to open up the ball game.
The Panthers have struggled at the line themselves, Joe, this quarter. Two of five. They're six of 11 for the game.
Pitiful. I saw enough of that horrid free throw shooting the other night at the next level to, you know, keep me. That's all I wanted to see. I don't need to see it on the high school beat. Hardaway, by the way, hit his other toss. He's three of four. So the Warriors back now. Their biggest lead was early on at 4-6-2. Tucker deals it over to Gilpin. Taylor with the basketball over to Keenan Franz, who's played well tonight. Over to Johnny, a smaller lineup in there. They reverse the ball. Gilpin a three. The southpaw guns it in. That's what I'm talking about. Taylor Gilpin on his senior's night. Back to a 21-20 Panther lead now. Henson sensing they need some offense. Put up a shot. No. Loose ball rebound. Bishop Smith came out and got it. He just out-hustled Keenan Franz to the ball that time. With it is Hardaway back to Smith. 2:16 to play. Warren with the ball and a one-point trailer they are. After the Gilpin three-pointer out of the corner on the first shot he's taken tonight. Taylor's a good free throw, a good three-point shooter. Hardaway leaves it inside, and a jump ball possession arrow goes to South. So another turnover. Up and down with the ball was Max Smith, who's checked into the ball game, and tying him up was Keenan Franz. So Franz doing a little bit of everything here in the opening half. A non-starter, but contributing on his senior's night.
4 points, two rebounds.
21-20, inside two to play. Tucker with the ball. Heels it over to Gilpin. Gilpin gets a nice screen by Franz, does not use it instead. Gives the ball left wing over to Jaeger. Now they reverse it. Good ball movement inside Tucker. Let's see, chance off the glass, got it. Well, that is the fifth assist on the night for Tucker Blackwell, and Coyle, the recipient again, his second basket. Hardaway forced one, and Tucker's on the break after the defensive rebound, and there is a bad pass trying to lead Gilpin, and the ball's out of bounds on the turnover by Bloomington South.
Yeah, it's got a little quick on that possession there.
So Blackwell already over his season total per game with his fifth assist of the night. Chance Coyle will sit down, and Logan Kirby comes back into the ball game. Max Smith having a few words with Greg Graham. Now he returns to the hardwood. Down to a minute 18 to play as C.J. Hardaway walks across the timeline. Warren trails by three. This is South's biggest lead of the ball game. They led 9-6 and 23-20. We got a jump ball possession arrow this time. We'll stay with Warren Central.
Hey, what Panthers are doing, Joe, defensively, when those guys are driving on them, they're just getting a hand on the ball. Doing a good job of that.
That they are. Good, quick hands. Great defensive instincts by everybody that plays for J.R. Holmes. Inside Hardaway had the ball stripped by Johnny Jaeger. Out in front of him, Keenan Franz whips it back with it inside. Blackwell deals it back over to Johnny, over to Tucker in three-point range. Inside a minute to play. Now Gilpin comes out, gets the ball. And they reverse it to the left wing over with Johnny Jaeger. And now he'll set up. J.R. Holmes might want a final shot here. Boy, you talk about small out there right now. Logan Kirby, the biggest, is 6'6". Rest of them are all basically guards. Jaeger, Gilpin, Blackwell, and Franz. Down to 31, and J.R. wants a final shot here with the Panthers. Their biggest lead of the opening half, 23-20. Down to 25 seconds to play. Max Smith on Tucker Blackwell. Gilpin hawked by Bishop Smith. Down to 18, 17 seconds to play. Gilpin almost tied up. Deals it now off the right wing. Back to Johnny, and he'll want one shot. Trying to clear out. Trying to get a screen. Trying to set the screen. And now we got to grab Max Smith. Going to be nailed on the personal foul. And it'll be one in the bonus now for Tucker Blackwell. Tucker was posted low in the paint that time, had good position, and he'll be going to the line with the front end of the 1-1. Could give the Panthers, the biggest lead by Southside tonight. Warren's led twice by four. That was early on, and Tucker misses the free throw. Well, that's two he's missed. One, two, three, four, five, six. Panthers have missed six free throws tonight here in the opening half.
If they hit all of them, they'd be up by nine.
Or ten. Bending the knees, Blackwell connects. He's three of five. Tucker with five. 24-20 with 7 seconds to play nearing the end of the first half. Hardaway, they'll probably want Henson. He's in three-ball range. Shoots a three on the way. Got it. And it will count. So the three-pointer at the buzzer by Jamon Henson. Jamon Henson, rather. And what a first half he had with 12 of Warren Central's 23. And a big one that was. South had a four-point lead. But Henson knocks one down, a three-pointer. Where have we seen that before? He won the ball game last year with a second to play on about a 30-footer. 24-23, South leads it here on a slow-moving Friday night. Offensively for both ball clubs, our halftime show arriving, brought to you by our buddies Max and Jimmy at 508 West 17th Street, J&S Locksmith by Motor Service, Bill Carpenter and the crew, 5th and Rogers, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and Keller Heating and Air, your carrier dealer, authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. You can go online at kellerheating.com. Halftime, 24-23, Southside with a one-point lead. John will have his numbers. We'll continue along with our halftime after this two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. All right, here we go. We'll get our ID in here in a second. Side out to the Panthers. Tucker Blackwell will trigger it in. Johnny Jaeger, same starting lineup. Nick Elliott, Logan Kirby, Josh Martindale. Opening up the second half, Josh playing with three personal fouls. They quickly get it inside, so that's going to be the name of the game right there. Tucker Blackwell with his sixth assist on the night, and Josh Martindale opens up scoring, and the Panthers have a three-point lead here on its first possession of the second half. No lineup changes for Greg Graham's crew. Henson will fire a triple, no good, high rebound, and Nick Elliott doing what he does well. He's done it all season. This gets great position. Johnny takes an ill-advised three, got his own rebound. Back up, force that one. He'll draw the foul and go to the line and shoot two. That was probably two of the out-of-control plays I've seen Johnny have back-to-back all season.
Yeah, just trying to force things a little bit.
So Jaeger at the free throw line. Panthers missed a half a dozen free throws in the opening half, and Johnny barely got the iron. Wow. Seven missed free throws. Well, I saw it the other night. They'll come back to haunt you. In the air, and Jaeger now, all of his scoring tonight from the free throw line, but the Panthers have missed seven from the line. But that said, they have their biggest lead of the ball game, back at four, 27-23. First time it's been there. A shot taken out of control, but somehow it rolled through the rim. Tells you the kind of night that Jamon Henson is having. He's got 14 points. Johnny around the screen by Martindale, deals it over to Tucker. Blackwell with the offense and the ball, gives it inside. Martindale ran out of bounds. So Josh Martindale knew it, tried to make the move to the inside instead of going toward the rim, and he just ran out of hardwood. Turnover, Bloomington South, 27-25. The Panthers with the lead, playing the defense right now, and they have stayed, for all intents and purposes, in man-to-man most of this ball game. JR was thinking about tinkering with the zone if they got hot. Warren from the outside. There's a drive, no good. Fight for the rebound. Martindale had it and stripped away by C.J. Hardaway. Hardaway over to Bishop Smith. Clearing it now. Inside Henson. Back to Hardaway. Shot fake. Now goes in on the drive. Teardrop shot, no good. He'll go to the line. Shoot two.
Hey, the Warren game plan's pretty simple here. Let's just take the ball and drive it hard to the hoop.
Well, I mean, the name of the game, and Warren's done that all year long. That personal foul, by the way, on Logan Kirby, his first of the ball game. And here comes Hardaway, who's 3 of 4. All of his points tonight from the free throw line. And Warren has hit their tosses. They have stayed close. They are at now 9 of 11 from the line tonight. And they can knot this doggone thing up at 27 here. We're early in the third quarter, in and out, back in again.
Well, no rotation at all on that ball, but it
rather
still
flat.
Went down.
Yeah, it did. Just flatlined it, but he had it'll look like $1,000 tomorrow. Looked like it tonight. Hit them both, 27-27, 5:59 to play. Panthers working the half court. Logan Kirby down on the right wing. Tucker's with the basketball and 6 assists, looking for 7. Johnny shot fake, goes inside, and he was fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Well, there's 2 things evident. 1, the ball is going inside, and 2, they're attacking the hole, John, with the intent of getting to the free throw line. Now, that said, you've got to finish out the equation here.
Correction. Now, Miner just picked up his 4th foul.
So, Miner, who was a starter, now with 4 personal fouls, and boy, Johnny's just soared himself. He went after the ball soon after he released it.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like he's not in the flow.
So Jaeger tonight has missed 2 from the line. Has yet to record his first field goal. Got that one to fall. So 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Then the Panthers edge back in front by 1. This looks like deja vu all over again. Shot taken and missed, and there's Elliott at the right spot at the right time again. Nick deals it over to Jaeger. Shot fake now. Johnny deals it over to Tucker down on the wing. Nick travels with the ball.
That is now 8 turnovers for the Panthers.
Well, there's been really no flow at all right from the opening tap. Panthers came out ice cold. They were 1 of 7, and they just can't hit the broadside of a barn. And, 8 turnovers, it doesn't look bad, but on a night when you're not shooting well, John, it just compounds problems.
Yeah, they're under 40% for the game.
Henson deals it in. Spivey, and he'll go to the line and shoot 2, and another foul on the Panther.
It's not on Martindale.
Traquan Spivey, a 5'6", 160-pound sophomore, will go to the line. He'll shoot 2.
It was on Martindale, now 4.
Well, he very slowly, dejectedly gets a pat on the rump by J.R. Things not going well. They haven't since the early outset of the ball game. Martindale struggling tonight on seniors night. Spivey connects on his first free throw. Here comes Chance Coyle into the ball game. So Coyle, Elliott, Jaeger, Blackwell, and Logan Kirby. And now Spivey could give Warren the lead, and he does. And they are not missing at the line, taking advantage and now applying a little, semi-pressure, broken easily by Chance Coyle. 29-28. Warren with the one-point lead. His biggest lead has been 4 here in this ball game. South's biggest lead has been 4. It's been that kind of contest. Neither team hitting well. Shot taken from the outside, around and off, no good. And cleared out of there by Warren. Here comes Hardaway all the way coast to coast. Rolled it off the rim. No good. Lost his sneaker. Here comes Chance the other way. Coyle doing a great job rebounding. Inside pass. Elliott put up a shot. Got it. We'll give the rebound and the assist to Chance Coyle and Nick Elliott with the bucket at the other end. And the Panthers back in front now, John. 30-29.
Yeah, Chance Coyle is really giving him a lift off the bench, as has Keenan Franz, but Coyle, he's doing everything, filling in all the boxes.
Well, sauntering off, I tell you, Logan Kirby a bit gimpy. So he's looking, a trainer's going to take a look at him. I don't know if it's he pulled something or it's an ankle sprain, but he is off the court. We got a whistle, offensive foul called against Warren Central. And that's on Spivey. Well, when it was all said and done, we had a wagon load plus a foul. Both teams got in the double bonus in the opening half. Storyline developed that you didn't want to develop, and that was missed free throws by Bloomington South, but yet they led at half by 1, 24-23. Shot taken. Tucker a 3. No. And everything's been short tonight. follow the Panthers, not just Blackwell. Jaeger, shot taken. Henson, he'll fire. That one's too strong. Rebounded up. What he went up a mile to get that. Spivey, and then threw it out of bounds, or was it touched by a Panther? I think it's going to be Warren basketball. 30-29. Yeah, this Mike Polly says it is Warren Central basketball. 3:53 to play in the third. Slow-moving ball game. 30-29. South with a one-point lead. Playing the D right now. France has checked back into the ball game. Had a great contribution in the first half. Bishop Smith trying to find a seam. Cannot do so. Panthers almost appear to be in a 1-3-1 zone. Back out to Smith now. Over to Henson. Henson having problems. Sealed off over by Johnny Jaeger. Now Smith, and he bounced it right through the paint and out of bounds. So a turnover for Warren Central.
He had a good idea. Just couldn't make the connection to Jackson inside. That's now 11 turnovers for Warren.
30-29. Biggest lead by both ball clubs has been four. It has just been a real grinder, and there's a ball stolen, and here comes a breakaway, and Henson off the glass got it. Henson now with 4 points, 16 in the ball game, and Warren's got a one-point lead, 31-30. Back forth we go. Shot Keenan takes and misses here. Rebounded by Elliott again. Slips and falls down. What do we got? Warren wanted to travel. We got a foul called instead on a Warrior. Somebody shoving in the back. I don't know if that was on Hardaway or not. Nope. It's on Henson, his second.
The Panthers have had some open looks, Joe. They just don't go down.
No, and John, you nailed it right from the start. You know, they started the game 1-for-7, and really, it hasn't gotten much better. It has when the ball's gone inside, but everything around the perimeter has been just short arm tonight.
Yeah, they're 1-of-9 behind the arc.
1-of-9. Wow. Ball inside. Johnny, did he draw a two-shot foul? I believe he did. If so, he'll be going to the free throw line for the third time tonight to shoot two free throws.
Yeah, and they're able to draw the foul inside, go to the line, but the problem there is they haven't been able to hit the free throws either.
Well, Jaeger, 78%, has missed two himself. He'll have to get it back into his zone, and that's more like him. When Johnny's in a zone from the line, that beautiful arch that he has from the 15-foot stripe never gets the rim. Just comes right through the twine. He got and used the rim a little bit that time, but at least he hit both of them. 6-of-8 from the line. All of his points tonight from the line for Johnny Jaeger, but South back in front, 32-31. Out of control was Henson. Stolen away by Tucker Blackwell, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Bishop Smith got him. So Tucker will be stationing himself at the free throw line. Jason Spear getting a good scout look tonight. It is a Tuesday night opponent.
Guess he wasn't shooting a shot.
He's leaving. He's seen enough. Probably scratching his head as to what's wrong with South's offense tonight. They weren't like that when we played them.
No.
32-31. Jaeger inside. Throws up a wild shot. It almost went in, and a foul is going to be called on C.J. Hardaway.
Yeah, fouls starting to pile up.
Yeah, they are.
Warren.
That's three now on Hardaway. Warren not a real deep team. And here comes Jaeger. This is the fourth time tonight he shot in this quarter two free throws. Hit another one. So he's settling in. He's 7-of-9 from the line. Still hasn't scored from the field. But he's got that touchback at the line, and he can go crab. Well, I've seen him hit 15, 16 in a row. Got them both there. 8-of-10. Back to a three-point lead. Now the ball can just go in from the outside. That's what they need. Neither team, John's really been able to get much of a run tonight.
No.
Down to 2:13 to play. Warren in the half court working its offense for head coach Greg Graham. Bishop Smith pulled way outside. Henson down on the wing over to Spivey. Spivey had the balls knocked loose, stolen away by Jaeger. Nick Ellie, oh, what a pass by Tucker inside to Keenan Franz. And timeout, Greg Graham. What a beautiful assist by Tucker Blackwell, his eighth of the ball game. And Keenan Franz, his third basket. And the Panthers have the biggest lead of the ball game, finally, at 5 points at 36-31. And we'll keep it right here as Warren Central. Greg Graham did not like that transition at all.
That's one of the few times tonight that we have actually seen the Panthers get a little bit of a flow there. And they turn some defense into offense. Turnovers now starting as the fouls are for Warren. Now 13 turnovers for Warren Central. Panthers with 9 to begin. Joe, as you mentioned, this game really hasn't had much of a flow to it. And we've had a lot of fouls. Just kind of a grinder game.
Hilliard Lions still located at 202 South College Avenue here in town. Visit them at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lions Investment Counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth since 1854. And tonight's game also being brought to you by Smithville. Smithville Security now has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, the thermostat, and lots more over a monitored security system for a safe and efficient home or office schedule. A free on-site assessment. Give them a call. Smithfield Security, 812-876-2211. Always got to throw that 812 ball. Let's see. It'll be Warren basketball. Coyle tried to save it.
Yeah, he's played a good game tonight.
Well, the bench has. You look at the scoring. Coyle, Franz, even Gilpin. There's 9. They've scored 14 points, the bench score tonight. In a kind of a game, sorely needed. And Henson goes to the glass, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Okay, he does a great job of exploding to the basket. He's also got a quick release, Henson does, on his shot.
Henson finally missed a free throw toward the end of the first half, but if you'll recall, if you were with us, he did hit a buzzer-beating three to draw Warren to within one at halftime, 24-23. A good free throw shooter. Working on a 16-point night and throws a brick there. Oh, he nailed it in. I'm sorry. All I saw was the ball. I did not see it go through the rim. I had my head down. I beg your pardon. 4 of 5, 5 of 6 from the line. 18 in the ball game for Henson. And Warren staying close. Biggest lead has been 5. Panthers just had it. They have the ball and could do something about it. Just a woeful three-point shooting tonight. And they suffered it last week against Perry Meridian. Tucker stops and pops, a little late-footer. He can't buy a shot. Rebounded, Coyle got it, counted. What I'm talking about, that's why Coyle is going to be a heck of a player before he graduates here. That's 6 points tonight for Chance Coyle. Make it 8 points.
You know, thinking about Chance, too, I think he just has to work on his endurance. I think that's when they have to take him out.
And Coyle, a good free throw shooter, hasn't shot that many times, but he'll be a definite cog at the line, 82%. He's missed only 7 all year long, 39-33. Now the biggest lead of the ball game, shot taken and missed that time by Bishop Smith. Leading the break, Tucker. Johnny Tucker got it. And the Panthers now, beautiful transition that time off of the turnover or off of the missed three ball. 8-point lead, that's the biggest. Now they force a shot. That is Henson. Easy rebound. Coyle again. And now JR wants to spread things with 50 seconds to play. So good transition in the Panther defense, bailing them out. And getting good transition baskets as a beautiful, beautiful pass by Jaeger to Tucker Blackwell for his second field goal of the night. Tucker now with 7 in the ballgame. 8-point, largest lead of the contest, and the Panthers will work for the final shot here as we approach the end of the third quarter. Down to 23 seconds to play. We'll give you a couple of score updates from down in New Albany with the Cougars. Heard they have a couple players ailing tonight. Musa Jallo and Malik LeFoon. Down to 7. 6 seconds. Johnny still with the basketball. Deals it over to Keenan Franz. A 15-footer partially blocked. That's the end of the first half. And, well, that's not the shot J.R. Holmes had envisioned. But they took it anyway. That's the bad news. The good news, they have their biggest lead of the ball game at 41-33 at the end of three. Fourth quarter action coming up. Long from over this one on Seniors Night. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, John Callahan, side out to the gray-cladded Warren Central Warriors trailers by 8 here, 41-33. So the Panthers explode for 17 points in the third quarter. And yet a nice effort from Johnny Jaeger, who still hasn't scored from the field tonight, but he got a wagon load of free throws from the line. Here comes Warren Central attacking now. With the basketball, C.J. Hardaway over to Bishop Smith. Oh, a nice move by Smith, and it stayed in the cylinder. Bishop Smith with his second field goal cuts the lead down to 6. 7:33 to play. Johnny with the basketball. Chance Coyle is in double figures tonight. Excellent effort off the bench. So is Keenan France, who's playing the low post. Shot taken by Nick Elliott and rolled in. Well, he just willed that one in with a little muscle. And Nick now with 7 points. His first field goal, check it. Second field goal of the second half. Henson will go back to the line. Well, fouling the wrong Warren Central Warrior. 8-point lead for the second time tonight. But Henson has done nothing but excel tonight. He had 6 points in the third quarter. He's got 18 in the ball game, and he's hit 5 of 6 from the line. And in the air, and in and out, no good.
That's just the third free throw that Warren has missed tonight.
Well, they kept him, for all intents and purposes, off the line, John, in the third quarter to start the second half. And South had just 2 guys go, but Jaeger shot 2, 4, 6, 7. There's a bad pass, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Warren Central basketball. After Henson missed that second free throw. So he has missed 3 on the night now. And a senseless turnover, and Warren has the ball again. Haven't had a lot of threes shot in tonight. South hasn't shot a 3-ball in tonight. Warren has 1. 43-35, inside 7 minutes to play. Shot taken and missed, and the loose ball foul. Let's see. Courtney Richardson got the offensive rebound, and a Panther was hanging on him, and that was Chance Coyle. That's 2 on Chance now. A non-shooting foul, let's see. That was only the 15th foul on Bloomington South this half. Bishop Smith will trigger it out, does. C.J. Hardaway, oh, nice move inside. Ball knocked loose by Coyle, and the shot put back up and in by Henson. Was that Henson, John?
That was Henson.
So Henson now with 20 points on the night, 43-37, a two-possession game. Coyle going to the rim, got it, count it. What a move.
I tell you, Joe, wow. He's just getting stronger as the game goes on.
Chance Coyle working on a big night tonight, now with 13 points in the ball game, 12 points, excuse me. This will be 13. And he wasn't monkeying around right from the start. He came off the bench and has been a big-time contributor. Panthers lead by 9. That's the largest of the night. Henson on the give-and-go, working against Franz, doing a good job. Panthers drop back in a little 1-3-1, it almost appeared. Shot, Tay, oh, what a move inside by Hardaway. Wow. Quick first step, laid it in off the rim, right over the rim. So that was short-lived, the 9-point lead, back to 7. Coyle comes out and gets it. Johnny Jaeger with it. And it's really appreciated, and that's why we talked about the flexibility of this Panther basketball club and how long their bench is, which really could go 10 deep. France inside, the ball kicked loose, so Nick Elliott calls timeout. So Nick Elliott got the timeout. Now, they call a jump ball, but Nick Elliott, Doug Wright called a timeout. Let's see what they do call here. I think South got the timeout here as Elliott. It's a timeout called, so there will not be any jump ball. And it is a timeout. So we'll break for a half minute, 5:43 to play in it. 46-39. Southsiders lead it by 7. Back in a half, you're listening to South Panther basketball. 46-39. As Nick Elliott scratching around for another offensive rebound. I told you the Panthers hadn't hit a 3. They did hit 1 earlier tonight, and that was Taylor Gilpin out of the left corner. So only 2 shot in, 1 aside. Panther basketball, Franz will trigger it out, or rather Chance Coyle, or rather was Franz. Tucker Blackwell with 8 assists tonight. He and Johnny, neither one of them in double figures, but they're doing other things well, and that one a little bit too tough to handle. Jaeger threw a bullet and about took Coyle's head off.
Yeah, it did.
5.5 to play here. 46-39. As across the timeline comes C.J. Hardaway. Panthers picked up the O a little bit in the third, scoring 17 points after being held in check. There's a shot taken and missed by Henson. He'll get his share of shots, but he ought to. I mean, he's their leading scorer. Elliott got another rebound. Comes across the timeline. Nick's a good ball handler.
He's got 5 rebounds in the game all here in the second half.
Tucker Blackwell, Johnny Jaeger, Elliott, Franz, and Coyle. And boy, his Chance played one of his better all-around games tonight in double figures. There's a bad pass by Elliott. Stolen away, Bishop Smith leaves it over. Off the glass, Hardaway missed it. Fight for the rebound, and picking up the loose trash that time was Spivey. His first field goal, and he was fouled to boot. Couple of Panthers fighting with it. Blackwell down there with Coyle. Neither one of them got it. The loose ball emerged, and Traquan Spivey picked it up and put it in and was fouled by Coyle, his third of the ball game.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fouls called in this ball game.
Yep.
Next one on Warren. We're shooting 2 the rest of the way.
Panthers still have one to give before the 1-1, but this is the back half of the attempt for the three-point play, and it was short by Spivey, his first miss of the night, and we had a shove-off by a Warren Central Warrior, and now that will put South in the 1-1. Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell will be joined in progress tonight. So we walk the length of the court, 1-1 time now for the Southsiders, and I believe that's Keenan Franz towing the line. It is.
He's got an interesting mouthpiece tonight. I think it's a football mouthpiece.
Franz connects. Keenan's 7th point of the night. First free throw opportunity. Here comes Logan Kirby. I don't know if that left ankle was taped or what. He kind of gipped off in the third quarter. And now Franz, his second toss. Hits the bonus. 8 points for Franz. Boy, you start talking about points off the bench. How about 23 tonight for the Southsiders? Their biggest lead has been 9. It's a 7-point lead here, 48-41. And Henson had the ball stolen away and another timeout called. And we got a jump ball, but a timeout. Mike Polly recognized that. It was called by Keenan Franz. Well, John, get us caught up on the story of Chance Coyle tonight. He certainly has been not a pleasant surprise. We almost come to expect when he comes in and is focused and wired in, you're going to get a heck of a ball game out of him, and this is what we've gotten out of Coyle tonight.
Yeah, he's had 5 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists, and 1 steal.
So 13 points in the ball game. Franz has 8, Gilpin 3, so a total of 24 points off of the bench tonight for the Southsiders. Tonight's broadcast of Panther basketball being brought to your way by HFI Residential Services, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Go online at herald-fish.com. 4:35 to play, 48-41. Earlier tonight, JV's win it 69-65. They close out 19-1, Josh Hall, 21 points, Alex Franklin and Garrett Hickman. 3 names to keep under your hat. They'll be on the varsity next year. They combined for 48 of the 69 points scored. Franklin had 14 and Hickman scored 13 tonight. All right, back to action. Johnny with the basketball. Screen set up by Franz. Inside shot, Kirby off the glass. Used the glass that time. Logan will do that when he gets posted low like he was. Had solid footing. There's Henson. He'll fire inside the three-ball line, and now clearing it out, Logan Kirby. Coming to play with a little purpose. Quickly over to Johnny Jagger, and he threw it away. Had a 9-point lead, which has been the biggest of the ball game. Just inside 4 minutes to play, we got a whistle and a problem. And another personal foul call. Well, we've had a total of 18 fouls in this ball game. Warren Central's Javon Henson at the line. 20 points in the ball game. But he's missed his last three free throws. He didn't miss that one. 21 points, 50-42. Outside of that, the scoring has been rather sporadic. Hardaway has 7. And now 22 in the ball game for Javon Henson. So it's a 7-point lead. Still a tight ball game. South, a few too many turnovers tonight. Oh, we
13.
Yeah, that's too many. JR talked about that. They hope this year it doesn't come back to haunt them. Last year it did. 18 got him in trouble. And Warren Central hung around and won it, and Logan Kirby draws the personal foul on Henson.
Yeah, Henson now starting to get frustrated a little bit.
Check it. That wasn't Henson. That was on Paul Miner, and he's fouled out of the ball game. That's why he was showing his emotion. Well, if you remember right, he scored the first basket of the ball game, and he leaves with 5 fouls. He fouls out with 3:41 to play and 2 points in the ball game.
Yeah, we didn't expect him to be in the starting lineup, but he was.
Here comes Hardaway in. Bishop Smith, a couple of the starters come back in for Greg Graham. And here's Logan Kirby at the free throw line. He's 0 of 2 from the stripe tonight. Panthers have had their share of misses. And there's another one. And a foul or somebody in the lane too soon.
I tell you, Logan just looks like he doesn't have any confidence there at the free throw line. He's aiming instead of just shooting it naturally.
Well, he got the last Panther basket on a nice inside move off the glass.
There you go.
Listen to Callahan, followed through better there, and now he's got 3 points. 8-point lead for the Panthers. They'll play D. Hardaway with it. Time getting late for Warren Central, and we got a palming call. So
really,
we have a palm call. We haven't seen one of those. We see them, you know, 2-3 times a year.
So one last on Palm Sunday, possibly.
And that one was called on Bishop Smith.
Wow, that's 15 turnovers for Warren Central.
A new face into the lineup. We'll give that to you in a second. A new Warrior. And quickly the ball inbounded. Tucker beats them all, lays it up too hard, cleared out of there. New player is Jordan Heidelberg. And what a play by Coyle. What a play by Coyle as he bounces it off the side of the face of Traquan Spivey.
Yeah, he made the steal and then bounced it off the defender and got the ball back for the Panthers.
So Chance Coyle having an outstanding ball game. That new player is Jordan Heidelberg, by the way, a 5'7 junior in there right now, along with Austin Turner, another new face into Greg Graham's lineup. Down to 3 minutes to play. Franz around the screen, set up by Logan Kirby, high posting. Tucker Blackwell with 8 assists. Give and go off to Tucker. Got it, count it. And to the line, Blackwell will be there to try to complete the 3-point play. Well, another beautiful pass. That time by Chance Coyle. And Tucker Blackwell is one free throw shy of double figures. 9 points on the night for the junior. 8 assists. His usual outstanding game. Bends it and sends it and got his double figure game. 4 of 6 from the line for Tucker. And that's our first double digit lead of the ball game. 54-43. Shot taken. That didn't last long. because Henson has just gunned in the three. He's hit two tonight.
His foot was on the line, got a two.
So they say it was only a two. And now we got another foul call by Mike Pollock.
Hardaway. Again, the Panthers in the double bonus rest of the way.
So we'll give Henson his seventh regular field goal. Hardaway now with four. And Coyle back to the line where he's, what, 2 of 4 tonight, John?
He is 3 of 4. 3 of 4.
In the air, now 4 of 5.
Yeah, he's really played well both ends of the court.
14 points tonight for Chance. His career high, we'll look it up, has been 16, I believe. We'll check that for you. 5 of 6 from the line. Back to an 11-point lead. Now Henson with the basketball, trying to move against Franz inside. Put up a shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Franz wound up with it. Yeah, I've not seen that kind of mouthpiece before. I just thought he had it hanging out.
Yeah, I did too, but it's one of those, like a football, what you see like a running back or a wide receiver wear.
Yeah. With it is Logan Kirby. Panthers are going to hang on here. On an off night shooting the basketball, down to 2 minutes to play, Johnny Jaeger hasn't scored yet from the field. 56-45. Last year, Jaeger had 6 and Blackwell had 9. It was a low-scoring game, much like the one we've got tonight. Now with the Panther, and there's a bad pass by Coyle, and now Coyle almost stripped it away down at the other end. Shot fake, Bishop Smith inside to the glass with a left hand. Beautiful move. Bishop Smith and a timeout called by Warren Central. We'll take a half-minute break. That for Smith is 8 points of the night. 56-47. Warren Central still hanging in there. A 9-point Panther lead with a minute 32 to play here in the ball game. Back in a half, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Don't forget, we'll join Indiana Sports Talk and Bob Lovell in progress tonight. North, a big-time loser on the road at fifth-ranked New Albany. Edgewood, also a loser in the regular season finale over in the Corral. Franklin beat them. We'll give you the scores here in a second. Panthers now will have the basketball. They'll come floor length in the final 132 here. And triggering it in, Tucker Blackwell leading the charge. Deals it. He's 2 assists shy of 10 tonight. Johnny with the basketball. Taylor Gilpin has checked back into the game. He's got the lone three-pointer shot in by the Panthers tonight. And what would this game be without another whistle?
Well, and we're in the double bonus. Okay, New Albany beat North 60-40. And Franklin over Edgewood, 61-56.
So Taylor Gilpin, usually a very good free throw shooter, he's caught up in that buzz tonight of the Panthers just not hitting their free throws. But that said, they've had a lot of them. They've just missed 8 or 9 tonight. Gilpin doesn't miss many. He's an 84% free throw shooter. Guns that one in. He's got 4, and it's back to a 10-point lead. But South has never been able to pull away. We've had really no runs of note. I think the best run South made was early on after opening up the game 1-for-7. They went on a 7-0 run and went from trailer 6-2 to ahead 9-6, and that's been about it. There's Hardaway. Forced a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot 2.
Yeah, they're bound and determined to get those shots up.
Well, that is the 19th foul here in the second half. Jason Spear of Columbus North was here scouting South. He'll be back here with his Bulldogs. Game 2 as Hardaway misses here. Game 2 of 2 that we'll have on the airwaves. And it all starts early, 5:30. Chalk Talk on Tuesday night. Hardaway on the night with 7 points, looking for 8. He's now 6 of 9 from the line, and it's 57-48. Minute 12 to play. Tucker Blackwell running the floor, had the ball picked out of his pocket. Here comes Bishop Smith the other way, down off the glass, and laying it in is Traquan Spivey. Full court pressure, too little too late here. There's a foul on Bishop Smith. Well, they cut it down to 57-50. Southside is going to win for the 16th straight game. And Johnny Jaeger back to the free throw line.
Hasn't been there yet in the fourth quarter. He's busy there in the third quarter. Hit 6 of 8.
Yep. John's missed two tonight. 9 of 11 now. Well, he can hit double figures tonight in a rather Friday night oddity for him, and that's being held scoreless, and he's going to do that. He's 10 of 12 from the line after being held scoreless from the field, and Bishop Smith just guns in a three. He has scored the last five, and it's 59-53. J.R. holding his hands on his hips. Tucker, Martindale's checked back into the ball game. 6 point, two possession game. They'll have to come out and foul, and they foul Jaeger. So Johnny will be shooting free throws 13 and 14 tonight. And all but two of those shot here in the second half. His little brother, Luke, sealed the JV game with two free throws in the final 11 seconds to help the JVs finish out the season 19-1. Josh Hall had 21, 69-65.
Jaeger now 9 in a row from the line.
Yep, 12 of 14 for the ball game. 61-53. Panthers are going to be 18-2. I don't know if Martindale made that foul or not, but if he did, he's out. And it's going to be on Tucker Blackwell.
Josh has not really got in the flow of this ball game.
No, he picked up two quick fouls. John had three in the first half. Been held to 4 points. Here comes Michael Connor into the ball game, and Tucker leaves. Blackwell with 10 points, 8 assists tonight. Good day's work at the office. At the line, Bishop Smith rolls this one through. Well, let's see. 3, 5, 6 points in a row for Smith. And now he's in double figures for the Warriors. This is going to look close. Well, it was, really. I mean, biggest lead in the ball game was 11. And he hit both free throws. Maybe they should have put that full court pressure on a little bit early. They get an inbounds, and Johnny fouled again. So Bishop Smith is going to be nailed on the personal foul. So 15 and 16 attempt-wise for Johnny Jaeger in a game that will not end. Well, it was like the JV game. We had a lot of whistle-tooting in that one, and we have had gobs of fouls on Warren. I don't know if you can add it up real quick. They've got to have at least 15 here in the second half.
Yeah, they got 24 for the ball game.
Do they?
Yeah.
How many South got on them for the ball game?
South has 6.
Not that it matters. I mean,
17.
So 41 fouls called?
Yes.
Well, Johnny Jaeger, this will be his 16th attempt. 14 of them in the second half, and he's 14 of 16 from the line. And Johnny's going to wind up, well, he and Chance Coyle each with 14. And now we got a timeout called after another basket. I missed that one.
Was Henson knocking down a three.
Yeah, that was a three ball. He's got two on the night. Henson's had a nice second half. He's got 11, 15 points in the second half, 27 in the ball game. Wow. 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 13, 15, yeah. That matches his season high, John. He had 27 against Indianapolis Tech back in a win to open up the year in November.
Yeah, he's a good-looking player.
63-58, we'll have a quick wrap. We got to be, I would think, right on our schedule of spots. Won't waste any time tonight. Been a long ball game. Varsity game didn't start until past 8. 63-58, a 5-point lead. And the pass intercepted that time by Antoine Jackson, shooting a 3. Bishop Smith. Timeout, Warren Central. How about Bishop Smith? Bishop Smith has scored 10 of the last 13 Warren Central points, and it's a two-point ball game, 63-61, with 19 and a half seconds left.
Wow.
Well, I never did say it, and I will admit that I didn't say it was over, even when the Panthers had a 54-43 lead. But boy, storming back now, Warren Central on an 18-9 run over that span of trailing in double figures. And boy, I tell you what, they're a steal and a basket away from tying this doggone thing up.
I got to get the ball in.
All right, Martindale will try to trigger it in, and he does, and Johnny Jager with the basketball, and we got a whistle and a foul. So free throws, 17 and 18. You say he's hit how many in a row now?
11.
14 of 16 on the night. Well, just like Luke, here's Johnny in the varsity game.
Yeah, it's a good thing the Panthers have found their shooting eye from the stripe in this quarter.
You got that right. Boom. Down the well she goes. How about Jager again? Not to belabor the point, but what is he from the field tonight?
4 for 3.
Yeah, three shot, and here he is, 15. Soon to be 16 of 18 from the free throw line, and a five-point lead. Yeah, you know what Warren's going to do, and he hit them both. 16 of 18 from the line, 65-61. Shot taken inside, and the foul on Chance Coyle against Hardaway. Well, that'll stop the clock, and a two-shot foul now for Hardaway.
Coyle has fouled out.
He sure has. Or is that four? Nope, that is five. So Chance fouls out of the ball game, but he leaves with 14 points, doesn't he, John?
15.
You're right, 5 of 6. Well, here's Hardaway. Let's see, Taylor Gilpin has checked into the ball game. Well, Hardaway's been no slouch from the line. He's 6 of 8, now 7 of 9. 65-62. 12 seconds to play. Hardaway now has 9 in the ball game, looking for double figures. Got them both.
Well, very little rotation on his free throw.
Well, he's been 80% tonight. 8 of 10, 65-63. Panthers can ill-advise. Immediate whistle now. Called, and foul is going to be nailed on a Warren Central Warrior, and that is Jordan Heidelberg.
Well, it's fortunate they didn't call traveling on Blackwell. He slipped there on his shoe. He's got a little slick spot on that one shoe.
Well, he fell on his back in that same vicinity. Well, here's Tucker at the line.
Yeah, but he slid there, but good thing they called the foul first.
Well, these are huge all of a sudden. Bends it, sends it, and connects. So Blackwell trying to end this foul fest tonight. 11 points, 8 rebounds, or rather 8 assists for Tucker tonight. 11 seconds to play. Can give South a four-point lead, 66-63. Tucker is now 6 of 8 from the line.
Panthers 18 of 20 from the stripe in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, quickly. There's Hardaway off the glass, no good. Martindale's got the rebound, and that'll about do it. Foul's going to be on Warren, and finally the Panthers find a way here in a real grinder tonight, let me tell you. 67-63, and it started out with South going 1 for 7 to open up things. They led it in an unspectacular fashion, 10-8 at the end of one, 24-23 at halftime, and then went to work. 18 of 20. 18 of 20, you say, here in the fourth quarter.
18 of 20 in the final stanza. Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, here's Martindale, and make it 19 of 21.
Yeah, through three quarters, they were 14 of 22.
Well, they had that game with Carmel where Carmel shot 51 free throws. South's not going to be too far off of that. Martindale wraps it up. hitting both free throws, down to three with two. Shot taken and missed by Henson, and that's the ball game. And the Panthers win it 69-63. 16 in a row as they wrap up an 18-2 season and go into their own sectional as the favorites to return to the throne room as they flat score 28 points in the fourth quarter, and most all of them came from the free throw line. Wow. A free throw contest broke out here. Almost like the Kiwanis free throw shooting. Or was that the Elks Club? Used to have that free throw shooting contest?
Oh, yeah.
So the Panthers come alive and score 45 points in the second half and take care of Warren Central 69-63. Postgame show has arrived. Panthers 16 straight. Our postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. And we'll be back to commence those happenings after this two-minute timeout. Panthers win it 69-63. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith, John Callahan, our postgame show. Katie Robbins doing another great job high atop our studios at One City Center. Chance Coyle missing his career high by just 1 point. He had 16 against Martinsville earlier this season, and boy, did he lead the bench court tonight with 15 points. I'm not going to steal John's thunder, but he'll give you the shooting splits, and John will tell you that the bench court tonight really the entire ball game, and it really was key when South wasn't hitting that the bench corps came in and scored as many as they did. They had 12 points off the bench, the half the points that the Panthers put on the board. They had only 24 at half and then unloaded 45 big ones on Warren Central in the second half, including 28 points in the fourth and final period. But Chance Coyle with 15 points tonight before he fouled out of the ball game late. But just a ton of free throws. Johnny Jaeger did not score from the field, had only three shots tonight, but he hit 16 of 18 free throws, including, I think, 14 in a row. But the Panthers went great. We've seen them do this before, but the number of free throws in the second half are going to be astounding when John gets tallying them all up. But we have some things to catch up on. First of all, since the Panther fans are leaving here, they did not hear. Ian Finnerty set a state record in the 100 breaststroke. It was just 17 hundredths of a second off of the national record, 53-23. That is flat flying in one of his favorite events, of course, the 200 IM. He was just 1.1 second off that, off an IHSAA record. So taking that into account, you have a young man going to Indiana University to swim for Ray Lewis on the verge of becoming the first ever Bloomington swimmer to win two individual events at state. Let's hope for the best tomorrow out of that young man. Chris DeMars made the 100 free. The Cougar senior been outstanding for Dave Tanner. 46-6-9, finished 12th there and just missed breaking Max Irwin's school record. Of course, Max, a former state champion, now swimming for Ray Lewis. And Matthew Jordan, the young promising sophomore, no promising about it, he's just flat good, and he's going to get better and quicker. 49.5 in the 100 fly, so he's got the 3 seed for the finals tomorrow. So good things there on the part of our swimmers. Earlier tonight in the JV game, we had a dandy, a long one. Yep, that turned into a foul fest, and it nearly went into overtime. But Josh Hall had 21 points tonight. And that is the one paper I did misplace, but I think memory tells me that he had 21 points. He had a big three-point play with about, just inside a minute to play. But the guy that put it away and sealed the victory, ironically, was Luke Jaeger. And Luke Jaeger made the score what it was, 69-65, as the Panther JVs finished up 19-1 on the year. But also in double figures tonight, for Bloomington South in that JV game. I got too much paperwork here. I got to remember Alex Franklin and Garrett Hickman. So those two, I know the trio combined scored 21 and 27. Yeah, they had 48 points between them, but Hall had 21. So that catches you up there. Bloomington North was a loser tonight. The defending sectional champs will be 14-8 when they come in here Tuesday night, 5:30 Chalk Talk with Andy Hodson on a three-game losing streak. They got peppered tonight down at New Albany, 60-40. Edgewood lost tonight. They will play a week from tonight against Brown County, and their two-game winning streak comes to a close. So that is our Monroe County scoreboard as Franklin comes in and wins that one. Our postgame show tonight is being brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call tomorrow, 330-1620. Now, with the stat story, adding up all of those free throws that went in and those free throw attempts in the second half by both ball clubs, John, how many of them were there?
Well, we finished 71 free throws combined
for
the ball game. The Panthers, well, it's a good thing they found their shooting eye in the fourth quarter, where they were 20 of 22 from the line in the fourth quarter. Had they not been proficient, they might be looking at the short end here, but they get out with a six-point win. Johnny Jager tonight, what can you say about him? He struggled shooting from the field. He took three-ball attempts. He missed all of those, but he was very proficient at the line. 16 of 18 from the line tonight for all of his 16 points from the stripe. Again, three rebounds to go along with the 16 points. Chance Coyle with 15 and 5. Chance 5 of 7 from the field. Missed his lone three-ball attempt. He was 5 of 6 from the line. Tucker Blackwell with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Keenan Franz, 8 points off the bench. Nick Elliott had 7 points and 5 rebounds. Martindale, 6 points, a couple of rebounds. Look at Kirby, 3 points and 3 rebounds. Rounding out the scoring, Taylor Gilpin had that 3-ball, and he knocked that down in the first quarter. For Warren, they were led by Jamon Henson. Henson finishing with 27 points. That's a game high. Bishop Smith really started lighting it up there in the second half. He only had 4 points in the first half, and he scored 12 points in the fourth quarter to finish with 16. Spivey had 6. Hardaway finishing with 9. Shooting splits for the teams tonight. Panthers finished at 47%, 17-36. Just 1 of 10, though, behind the line. 34 of 44 from the free throw line. That's 77%. They warmed up a lot. Warren Central finishing at 44%. They were 19 of 43, 4 of 10 behind the line. They went to the stripe 27 times, 17 times there in the second half. They didn't shoot any free throws until the second quarter. So over the last three quarters, that's what, 24 minutes, they had 27 free throw attempts.
Wow.
21 of 27 for 78. Panthers, that was one of the keys. JR said they had to out-rebound them, keep them off the offensive glass. Panthers led the rebounding throughout the ball game. They finished with a 28-19 advantage on the boards. Turnovers, Warren with 16, the Panthers with 16. So turnovers each, 16 for the teams. Panthers get out of here with a big win, 69-63.
And before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Here at the 10 o'clock hour, you're listening to South Panther Basketball.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
Time now for our Green and Schultz trial lawyers, Panther player of the game. You know, if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green and Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make, John, tough times better for you.
I'll tell you why, they had some key free throw shooting tonight from Johnny Jager, 16 of 18 for the stripe. But I'm going to go with Chance Coyle. He really gave him a lift off the bench tonight, 15 points.
Yep.
5 rebounds, 5 of 7 shooting from the field. He was 5 of 6 in the free throw line. had two assists, also had a steal. So he filled in a lot of boxes tonight, really gave him a big lift off the bench with the 15 points.
Dale, and he just missed his career high. He had 16 against Martinsville earlier in the ball game, but Chance is one of those new exciting players. I say new, he's a freshman, and he's just going to be in the line of many. Josh Hall here, a young sophomore, had 21. I found my little slip of paper. Hall had 21 in that JV game. Aaron Parker's crew 19-1. They finish out. Alex had Frecklin had 14. Garrett Hickman 13. Just wanted to get the other two guys the points that they did score and score well. Well, that does it for the regular season. It does it for tonight. We're just getting started. The 105th State High School Boys Basketball Tournament commences Tuesday right here on the home score. Chalk Talk at 5:30. Bloomington North, a loser tonight by 20 down in New Albany. They now come into the postseason, the defending champions. But that said, a three-game losing streak and a couple of players, Musa Jallo being one and another. They lost another player.
Malik Lathune, I believe.
So we don't know the extent of injuries, but it was not a good night for Bloomington North tonight. They'll take on Shelbyville, whose season has concluded. Regular season, they're 11-11. The Golden Bears will be the opposition. John Callahan and Terry Stoltz will have the action for you. We'll start Chalk Talk at 5:30 that night. Then, of course, the rematch, Panthers and Columbus North Bulldogs. Jason Spear was here tonight scouting the felines, and that game will start at approximately 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Both city schools win. We'll do it all over again on Friday night. Same time schedule, 5:30 Chalk Talk, the game 6 and 8. And if we're fortunate to have North and South for a sectional championship, we'll have that on Saturday, March the 7th at 7:30. So that is our five-game hopeful bill of fare for you coming up this particular week, our first full week in March. Well, that's about the story tonight. Panthers win it tonight. They're 16th in a row to close 18-2 on the year of the regular season. They put 45 on the board in the second half and shoot lights out from the free throw line in the fourth and final quarter. Johnny Jaeger and Chance Coyle and the rest of the Purple getting the job done to move to 18-2 on the year. 69-63 our final. For John Callahan, Joe Smith, and our producer tonight, Katie Robbins, you've been listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball, and for all of our sponsors that'll be back with us in the postseason come Tuesday night of next week. That'll be our next broadcast, two of them for you on Tuesday. Next week, March the 3rd, as we get rolling in the State High School Basketball Tournament. Hoosier Hysteria right around the corner. You've been listening to South Panther Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. We'll be joining soon Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk in progress. Good night, everyone, from the home sport.